Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. My name is Hasina. I'm from Afghanistan. Recently, the news I hear from my country, it's very heartbreaking to me and also my all Afghan fellows. Lately, everyone knows that the government has fallen over there and the Taliban came over, they took over, and they are claiming a new Islamic country, which we don't have any problem with it. In fact, we are very happy to have an Islamic society, Islamic culture, Islamic country, law, Sharia law, all of those are fine. We are Muslims and we Afghans are proud Muslims. However, that news that really shook us and that is really bothering us, it's women's right over there. In Afghanistan, the schools were closed for women and girls like from past year, the high schools. However, recently they announced that the higher education universities and colleges will be also banned for them. And this is a news that really shook us to our core. Can you imagine if you were going to medical, if you were going to engineering, nursing, teachers, anything, and overnight they just released the news that your school is banned tomorrow, your career is finished, just stay at home, wash the dishes, and do whatever you want. This is heartbreaking. I don't know. The claim they are making is it's Sharia law or it's against Islamic values, or I don't know. Because the Islam that we know Khadija through Islam, who was a businesswoman. We also know Aisha from Islam. She was a scholar. And we also know that Quran started with Iqra. The Islam that they are introducing to us, Afghans, and to also to the rest of world, it's a negative. They basically showing a monster. That's not Islam that we know of. That's not the Islam that we heard of. We grow up with it. We Afghans, we all of us, we are Muslim. Afghanistan is like 99% of Muslims. We are proud of our religion. We don't have any problem with practicing our Islam. Basically, when they started, they slowly, they put some restriction on hijab and stuff. For example, they started telling women that if you are covering your heads, then no hair should be showing. So women said, it's okay, that's fine, we're going to do that. And later they came up with the idea to wear black scarves, black hijabs. We as Afghan women and Afghan daughters, we said, that's fine, no problem. We will do that if that makes you happy. And then slowly they said, don't go more than 70 kilometers without a mahram. We were still fine with it. And then they said for colleges and universities, one day for ladies and one day for boys and men. We were okay, that's fine. And even like, however, now they came and then they're like, no more school for you, no more education for you. Now we have really problem with that. We can accept the restriction, the rules, the even though it is tough. I'm not saying that those restrictions were okay. I'm not saying that those restrictions are easy to follow. Those rules are easy to follow. However, now there is crossing the limits. Telling a lady, a girl, a woman not to study, not to learn, this is taking away their rights. Rights of education is a basic human rights. In my opinion, the way we just breathe, the way we just eat, the way we do normal living, education is also like a basic, just the way we breathe and drink and eat. It's that basic. So you cannot tell a woman, no, don't study, no, don't read, no, don't read, write. Moreover, like, I don't get their logic. Okay, if a woman don't study, who gonna become a doctor? And then if your wife or your daughter or your sister gets sick, who are you gonna take them to? A male doctor or not take them to doctor at all, let them die at home? Or maybe you don't have an issue with that because Taliban, your wives, your daughters, and your female family members are maybe not living in Afghanistan. So that's why you are assured no problem will be for you. But for the rest of Afghans, that's not the case. There's more than 30 million that living in Afghanistan, and half of that is women. And they do need doctors, they do need, like, they need to study. For my Afghan fellows, for my Afghan brothers, if you are reading and listening to me, if you are watching this video, I encourage you, no education for women, then no education for anyone. I encourage you to stop going to schools, stop going to universities, and show your protest that way. Because I know if girls started protesting, they lash them out, they shut them down. They send them back to their homes. They don't let them to protest. So now it's my brother's time to stand up for your sister, to stand behind your sisters, support them. We either gonna go to schools and universities together and learn together, or if not, we not gonna study, any of us. So no education. There is a famous Afghan saying that we have been brought up to, and we usually say it between us. We say an educated man is educated man. However, an educated woman is an educated tribe, an educated family. So for that sake, I encourage my Afghan brothers to stand up with your sisters, stop going to colleges, stop going to schools. If there's no school for women and girls, there shouldn't be any school for boys. And that should be willing, that should be in support. That should be like, if you're not gonna support your sisters now, then when? If not Afghans, then who? Who will help us if we Afghans do not help ourselves? Thank you so much for your time. I hope the best for my country, and I hope the best for all Muslim Emma. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Bye.
Our videos reach people all over the world. We hope you will seize the opportunity to share in the reward from God. Please support us today.